pork roll. Pork
there's roll. A pork roll donut. Craig brought me up donuts really? From Uncle Dude's.
There's a pork roll in there?
And there's a pork roll. I think it's pork roll or there's bacon.
Oh, it's bacon. It's bacon.
Oh, it's bacon? God. I know yeah. he made one.
It's
with
maple
pork
icing roll. With bacon.
Oh, my God.
I think it's called right. the swine.
It's called the swine?
The swine.
I think so. Okay. All right. Whatever. Well, thank you, Craig. My hips, thank you very much. You, you guys can take some home if you'd like. You all
right. No, not me.
Okay.
I have Dunkin' Donuts there.
I am here with a studio full of friends, and they are, to me, very good friends. I love them all
absolutely.
For what they do. I appreciate what they do. I understand what they do and why they do it. So that's why I am not involved to the point of Laura and Craig and Debbie and Matt or even Sergeant Smith. I am there if they need me. Okay, I'm just there if you need
you're
me.
Our
no,
mouthpiece.
Actually,
I'm the mouthpiece. Yes,
you, Marianne, you actually do a lot of important stuff for us because just by the stuff you do on the radio, it's incredible how many more people we can reach. By what you do. You
know? Right, I got the soapbox.
Yeah, okay.
yeah
I got the soapbox.
Right.
Now,
absolutely.
Everyone here has an interest of Lost Dog and Search and Rescue. And I'm not talking about monetarily or stock. I'm talking about just by giving. Now, Laura, who is over, let me move Norman. Hold on. No, we just moved Normie out of the way. Not real Norman. Laura Salaz.
It's
I don't
all
call
good.
Her that. We just call her Aunt Laura, you know, who is our groomer from Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. She owns Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. Absolutely love you. I love everybody
Thank
in
you.
The place. We feel
Thank
comfortable.
You.
I talked about you when you go out, you go shopping for Norman. If you see something you know he might like, toy or dress what, not dresses.
I love shopping for Norman.
Coats, ties, you know, she brings it home
Got
for Norman.
Raincoats.
But I met you last year at this time because of Lost Dog Search and Rescue. Was that your first fundraiser?
Yeah,
that was our first.
First.
Okay.
Yes.
So
our first together, yes.
Now, how did you get involved with them, and how long have you known Debbie and Matt?
I started doing your dog's nails, I believe, several dog's nails.
At Pet Value.
Yeah.
And then we went to a
You worked
fundraiser.
At Pet Value?
No, I would just kind of cross-promote, do a low-cost nail clipping there, and
okay.
she would bring the several dogs.
Several dogs.
Lots of dogs.
To get their nails done.
So I would say, and then we met on a fundraiser for on the River Lady.
Right.
I don't remember what that was. But so we just kept like crossing paths, and I was extremely attracted to them and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became a friendship.
Yeah.
It just became
a
yeah.
So
yeah.
tomorrow is where we're all going to meet, along with our listener friends, hopefully coming out. And we're going to tell you why they're here. We still haven't said why you're here. I'm just introducing everybody right now. Usually it takes me a minute or two to introduce somebody because there's only one person in the studio, but we have five today. All right. So we got Laura with Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. We're going to your place tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to be at you. You donated your shop, and this is where we're all going to meet with
the
what
event
we're going
will
to
be.
Do. Okay. Now we're going to retired Staff Sergeant Stuart Smith. Well, bring the mic back to you because we're short on mics here. Welcome to Bob and Mary in the Morning, and welcome to our little family here.
Thank you.
How did you come across Debbie and Matt, or how did Debbie and Matt come across you?
Through my wife.
Through your wife, yeah. Okay. Well, we should have brought her in,
oh, you're going to blame it
yeah,
on
she
her,
She should have
huh?
been here yesterday. She's a nurse. So.
Yeah. Oh, she's a... Oh, okay. She would have... Where's she a nurse?
Can she's the assistant OR manager at the Southern Ocean County Hospital.
Oh, what's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle? Hi, Danielle, if she's listening.
She's listening.
Hi, Danielle. You were more than welcome to come if you wanted to next time. So you met Danielle. I mean, Danielle knew Debbie and Matt, and she suggested you because you were...
Former military working dog handler.
Okay. For the Army, obviously.
Right.
Okay. How many years did you do that?
20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
And you trained bomb sniffing dogs, drug dogs?
I trained all kinds of dogs, actually. Narcotic dogs, bomb dogs, tracking dogs, patrol dogs. And I even got into the first part of the Old Sentry Dog program in the early 70s.
What's the Old Sentry Dog program?
When the military first started using dogs, the Sentry Dog program was a program that where when you took the dog out on patrol, if you encountered an intruder, you let the dog go at the intruder if he didn't follow the commands to stop. With a sentry dog, you couldn't call him back once you released him.
You couldn't call them
no,
back?
No, he was going in, you know.
For the kill.
Well, I'm not going to use that terminology, okay?
For the bite.
Whatever you want to call it, okay? And over the next couple of years, they decided, well, we can't have dogs like that because we need to work them in around people, doing escorts and stuff like that. So they came up with the patrol dog theory where once you let a patrol dog go, you could yell out, heel, and the dog would stop and turn around and come back to you without making contact with the intruder or violator, whatever you want to call them.
And you started that back in the 70s?
74. My first dog school was in 74, Century Dog School. And then over the course of the next 6 years, I went through patrol dog school 12 weeks, bomb dog school 12 weeks, and then narcotic dog school 12 weeks, and kennel master school for 2 weeks.
Wow. Now, do you have dogs now at home?
Yeah, I have 3 German Shepherds.
Okay. All right. So you got involved through Danielle. How did Danielle know you guys?
Actually, on one of our Facebook pages, I made a post. I saw a post to help the canines overseas and whoever needed the military canines.
Now we're getting
the
into the reason. Okay.
So I looked at the post for about 3 days and I said, you know, it's a good idea. Why isn't anybody doing anything about it? And I watched the post drop lower and lower and lower on the Facebook page.
Right.
So finally I just said, you know what? I'm just going to start something to do it. So I made the event on Facebook and people were very responsive to it. And the sergeant's wife, Danielle, mm-hmm. had made a post on there saying, well, my husband was a 20-year military veteran who handled the dogs, and she listed his accomplishments over the years. I was so impressed. And that's, I talked to you, and I said, this is a real hero. We got to get in touch
and
with
I
him.
And I said to you, well, why don't we ask him if he would come on?
Right.
I spoke with Sergeant Smith. Now, did you know Danielle was offering your services?
Well, I kind of found out a couple of days later.
Okay,
she was kind of sneaking it in on me, but you know, it's all for the good. I mean, I don't mind talking about my experiences being here with this morning.
Well, that's it's kind of military dogs, and it's nothing against anyone else, but a lot of times military dogs are forgotten about. Is it true that when you're assigned a dog in the military overseas, whatever, when they leave, they can't take the dog with them because it doesn't personally belong to them, or?
Yeah, that's true in the form. The dog is assigned to the base's equipment table, so the dog stays there. Then for a couple of years, they experimented with when the handler left one base to go to another, the dog would go with them. But they found out that they would have an overload of dogs at one base because they couldn't get the handlers to turn around and come back to the other base. So there was a shortage sometimes of dogs at certain kennels throughout the United States, European theater, and other theaters that we served in. So they went back to the original. The dogs are in a kennel environment. They're very receptive to new handlers. So you don't usually have a bad transition period when you put a new handler in there, gear them to get certified with that individual dog once he's left behind.
Unlike the canines that we have here that go home with
the police
with their
dog, yeah. The other thing is the liability factor. Our dogs are trained to attack. And I've seen over the last couple of years with Afghanistan and Iraq where some of the handlers are now allowed to take their dogs when they leave the service. In my day, that wasn't allowed in no way, shape, or form. Because
okay, hold on 1 second. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour. I hate to cut you off like that, but we are coming back, first of all, with our good wishes. I'll explain that to you guys in a minute. Good wishes, and then more with my group of friends that are here about have we ever even got to the fundraiser tomorrow, right after the news, which is next here on News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310.